Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, when I first met my guest and new host on Transformation Talk Radio, and Nate, I'm just going to pull this mic up a little bit. Probably is going to be in front of my face until we can fix it. Because I have to say something about radio. Here's what I love about radio and about me. I have never been a broadcast person. So when you see, like, on TV and people say radio and podcast, and you see all these journalists and people that have been in broadcasting, that's not me. And it's certainly not all of our hosts, because one of the things we are is we are experts in whatever field we're in. And what I know is that we have some of the world's greatest thought leaders on everything from sex to spirituality. Yeah. And you know, if you listen to Dr. Kelly Neff's show, you know what I'm talking about. If you're getting ready to listen to Orica Sullivan's show, you're going to know what she is about. And that is new light living. How do we see ourselves? How do we see our life in a new light? And what I love about this is it's on the day of the new moon today. Now, why is that like a big deal? I'll tell you a little bit about this, and then I'm going to introduce who she is. One of the things that you should know is we are moving from the 2019 energy, and this new moon in November here is the moon right before we come up on the eclipse in December. December 26th, a month from today, solar eclipse. But what should you know about this new moon? And I cannot believe that we booked Orica for this show today, given what she does, right? Seeing yourself in a new light. And literally, Linda, I don't know how Linda does it, but scheduled her today on the day of the new moon, because what this new moon represents for everybody out there, it is the new moon at 4 degrees Sagittarius, right? Bringing in chaotic change and rebellion. However, in order for us to align with a planetary energy to see ourselves in a new light and to have a life in a new light, and that is the shift from chaos to power, money, and success, but only for those with the forethought and the strategy to handle it. That's what Orica Sullivan does. That's the body of work she does. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking, holy wow, my life is like dot, 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 this is the time for you to think about who she is and ask yourself the question, how can I work with somebody to help me, literally help me see myself in a new light? That's what she does. Her coaching platform is all about it and more. It is beyond anything that you can even imagine. When you think about your own life journey, when you work with somebody like she is, an intuitive spiritual life coach, when you think about all the things in life that you think you want to do, and for some strange reason cannot do because you're not seeing yourself, you're literally not seeing yourself in the way you're meant to be seen. Today, I want to introduce you to who she is, but more importantly, how she got to do this work and what is it that she brings so that you can have more joy, no more suffering, and to see yourself in a new light. Orica, it's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks for the invitation to be on this wonderful show today.
Okay, so I was looking at this in the context of getting caught up on the new moon today. And, you know, for those people, you don't have to be an astrologer. You don't have to be that person that says, oh, let me have my chart today. It is an energy and a feeling, right? And that's what I want to talk with you about. It's this feeling. But more than that, for you, this is something you've said yes to. I want to ask you this question. I've been asking this question 16 years. I have asked people this question, 9,000 interviews. You ready?
I'm ready.
Given everything I've said about you and everything I haven't said about you, I would love to know what some of the challenges and obstacles are that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Yes, that's a very good question. And all of us, we have our journey, right? We're born into this world with a path. So my own path has been, if I give you a little flavor, it's been flavored by major shifts. And one of the major shifts, I give you an example for that meant a lot to me, is that some of you may hear, I have a little accent. I grew up in Sweden. And I made a major shift in 2001 to move with work to the United States and everything that what comes with that. And what I had to overcome is basically leaving, not so much leaving, but adapting to a new environment, a new culture, a new everything, right? So that's something that tells you a little bit about me, that I am diving in head first. That's one of the things that it's actually a benefit when it comes to coming through obstacles. But I would say that has been the best blessing as well, to be able to dive into the unknown.
I think this is what we're talking about, to dive into the unknown, right?
Right.
It's an energy now. And I want to ask you a question about this as you see yourself in a new life. You know, when you talk about your journey, can you think of like a moment? So for example, for me, people have asked me, when are you writing a book? When are you writing a book? And honestly, I've said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm pretty boring. Outside of doing this radio show, if you meet me, let's say at a party with my friends or something, I'm the one pretty much sitting down, not saying a word, right? So I don't see myself in the light the way other people see. But I got to ask you this. Since people have asked me, I've gone back and tried to pinpoint pivotal moments in my life. As you would say, tipping points. Do you have a couple of those somewhere?
I do. I do have some tipping points that may also resonate with listeners here. And one of the major tipping points for me was really, if I tell you a little bit about myself, I was someone that was the ultimate career woman once upon a time, which comes with, you know, the identification of success in the external world, you know, getting all the degrees and getting a prestigious job and promotions and business travel and everything. But a tipping point.
I got to ask you, wait.
Sorry?
You sound like me.
Yeah.
but I got a question. Did you like have a sports car?
I did.
I know.
Convertible.
I know. When you were talking about it, I'm thinking, wait a minute, she's describing me. And like, I had like all the Nissan Z's when they were out. I didn't have a convertible, but I had the removable top. That's how you know that what we're about to talk about and who we are today is really very different, isn't it?
It's so different.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So the tipping point for me was when I realized I had all of this. I was the busiest mother in the world with young family and everything laid out, but there was something missing. I had this nagging feeling of that there was something missing. And what I came to realize is that I had everything on the outside, but I had really neglected my own needs, my own self-worth, in a sense, at the very deepest level. It's like not giving yourself what you need yourself, right? And satisfying all those needs on the outside, but inside there's a feeling of something is missing. And that really was a tipping point for me. And right in the same time frame there, I got let go from a job that I truly had identified and built my whole self-esteem around. So that was really a wake-up call.
Yeah. So like sometimes I look in the mirror and I still have that bell-shaped head from 25 years at Ma Bell, right? You know, I still think about, okay, well, wait a minute. Have I left there? And I'm reminded, though, of how grateful, too. I want to talk with you about this because, you know, what you're helping people do is see themselves in a new light, right? New light, new life. New light, new life. I love that. You get a new light, you get a new life. Oh, there you go. You're smiling. That's a Facebook post for you, right? and the reason is that if we can't see our life filled with possibilities. You know, I have a statue behind me and Jessica helped me in the new office kind of get set up. We're not 100% sure of how my backdrop should look. But the point is this, most of the time it doesn't matter, but I get asked a question about the statue behind me. And when I tell people what that is, and I tell people that that's Kuan Yin, and I tell her about that, and people know me as the girl from the Bronx. I am a girl from the Bronx. Many of you know District 14, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's my district, PS14. That's where I grew up. There's still that part of me. When we come back from break, I want to talk with you about how you learned to bring those brilliant parts of you forward in the work you do to help others. Because you see, this is a new moon, and it is about that conflict. It is about raging war sometimes, but it's also about looking at the places where the future and how we see our future in a new light, and in your words, will help us create a new life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Ulrika is going to talk not only about that, but I want to make sure all of you know how to find out more about her. We're going to talk about her upcoming show. We're going to talk about why passion and purpose of this idea of new light living is more, by the way, than just changing your thoughts. It's in your heart. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. New Light Living. See yourself in a new light with the host of that show, Ulrika Sullivan. And more importantly, you know, this is about how you create more ease, more fun, more balance, more calm. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. There is a way, right, to say no more to suffering, to live more joy, and to do it in a way where you can learn some tools how to see yourself in a new light. Ulrika, before we keep going, I'd like to really mention how people, one, can find out more about you on your website, social media, but also how they can work with you. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so—
And your podcast.
And my podcast, yes. My new show, New Light Living, will be airing next Monday, December 2nd. So that's where you're finding me on a weekly basis. If you're curious about where to find me online, I would visit my website, newlightliving.com. And I have also social media accounts, obviously, but that's my first name and last name, Ulrika Sullivan. So go look there. On Facebook, I'm Ulrika Sullivan Coach. So yeah. You can find me everywhere. So wherever your favorite platform is, you can find me there.
I love it. We're talking today, and what we're doing is we're sharing with people the journey. And, you know, part of that, every one of us has a story. And this is a network that now has 16 years that is based its very foundation at telling stories, positive possibilities. And so this is part of an introduction of what we do. But the idea of new light living, and I want to talk about this because before the break, I said something that I truly believe in now that I've gotten to know you, is new light living goes beyond changing your thinking. I'm not saying that changing your thinking is not important. Boy, I'll tell you, I have had a lifetime of stinking thinking I could tell you about, but we're not going to take that time up today. But it's more than that. It's an energy. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. Tell us about how you came up with New Light Living and what does it mean in terms of transforming a life?
So New Light Living for me is to truly step into the power of yourself, the infinite power that everyone has access to already. But as you say, Dr. Pat, it's not just about switching out your thoughts, because that's more of a mechanical exercise sometimes, but it's really to get into under the skin of those thoughts and into the heart. So for many years, I lived in my brain, right? As an example, but this that I am working with lots of people on is to shift that mind to the heart and start living from the heart instead. And wow, what difference that experience is when we can move from experiencing and making up stories in our mind to a place in our heart where there is only love. There is only ourselves,
yeah,
our true selves.
Yeah.
So that's really the foundation of it. But I would also say that when I work with somebody, it's not only to live in the thought world or the heart world, it's actually to embody that change. And that comes with a change in your environment as well. So it's not just,
oh yeah,
it's not just that yourself is becoming something else, but your experience of your environment and others around you also shifts. So you really can apply this concept to everything in your life if you truly want a shift.
Yeah. And what I love about what you're saying, I want to jump back to it if I could for a moment. One of the things that I want to talk with you about is how you integrate the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul, the heart, because that is what you do. You know, I think sometimes what I've learned in my life is it's good for me to fake it till I make it. And what I mean by that is, even when I wasn't feeling it in my heart, if I said to myself, you know, thank you, God, thank you, spirit, thank you, universe, thank you for something that hasn't yet happened. And even if it does happen and it doesn't turn out right, I learned a tool to help me get there. And I want to ask you about that. Don't we need some tools to help us get there?
Absolutely. And that's, we all need those practices and tools. And one thing that I'm really passionate about is not to give people quick fixes. I'm not about quick fixes. And New Light Living, there's a living in there for a reason, right? Because you are actually living your change. And that's really where the change is coming into manifestation, is to live it. So I'm all about the day-to-day, creating those supportive practices that ultimately is going to help you live in the new light that you've created for yourself. So it's more that long-term commitment. And it comes with tools that you can allow your into your life that can become you. So it's I think what we see out in the world today is that desire of getting a quick fix and a quick, you know, spark of something, but then we don't know what to do with it, yeah. After a while, right?
Yeah.
But here, what we're talking about here, New Light Living, it really is to what I've said before, embody, bring it in long term, so that you ultimately can transform your perception of yourself, perception of your environment and others. So it really is a commitment, but it and that sounds boring sometimes, but
no, I mean, like I said before, you know, there's nothing wrong with boring sometimes, because sometimes you do have to commit. It does require a commitment. You know, let's think about this from a very practical point of view, right? Now, who are some of the people that we know of that people could rattle off names like at the tip of their tongue? And you think about commitment. Who are some of those people? Well, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, Russell Wilson is that guy that when you think about commitment and you watch him this year, and he is a football player, he is the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. When you see him play and when you talk to him, his eyes are on fire with commitment. And so you're right about the word. I think we have been afraid of this word for so long. But don't you think, Ulrika, that we are really good at applying it to other things and helping other people? But when it comes to ourselves, to help ourselves, isn't that really a struggle for a lot of folks?
Absolutely. I see it every day.
Oh.
And it really is that I think we just have to... It's easy to say this, but I really mean it. We have to get real.
Yeah, we have to get real.
And there are ways of becoming real without it being a struggle to become real. I think
you got to get real to get the deal. Got to do it.
Yeah.
You don't get real to get the deal, you're not going to get the deal of your life. You're not going to get that thing that you so want, right? And if you don't get real, you're not going to heal. Uh-oh.
It even rhymes. Yeah.
Where's all this coming from? But isn't it true?
It's so true. And that's, I think, what a lot of people don't want to get real with themselves, because, you know, we're conditioned to believe that we have to tend to all of these things that are matters. We believe they matter on the outside, but what really matters is what we want, what we need to feel fulfilled inside.
I want to ask you this question, and we can talk about this when we come back. In your experience for yourself, but also the people you work with, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, but are we afraid of real? I mean, you know, there's a perfect example of this, right, in the movie The Matrix. And by the way, they're redoing it. They're going to, like, be doing a new Matrix. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see it happen. But there's a scene in it about the red or the blue pill. And the idea is, if you choose one, you will get the real, right? And there's a scene when Morpheus says, right at the end, and Neo's coming out of it, "Welcome to the real." When we come back, I want to talk with you about the work that you do and ask this question: are we afraid of the real? Are we afraid of the real? And then we're going to talk about what you do to help people get beyond that. Let's take a short break, everybody. Erica Sullivan joining me here today. When we come back, I'm going to let you know a lot about her, about her podcast, everything coming your way, because this is the time to see yourself in a new light and to step into new light living. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
A word of caution: if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love this. And I'm so glad that I get to introduce Ulrika Sullivan to you all. New Light Living, see your life in a new light. Not only is this about her upcoming podcast, but it's also about a body of work that she does. Ulrika, can we take a minute again, let folks know, how do they work with you? How are they going to be able to learn some tools and work with you so they can see themselves in a new light for 2020? And by the way, 2020, get it? See yourself in a new light, 2020 vision?
So if you want to work with me, I have two avenues that you can work with me. I obviously have a one-on-one coaching program, but that's really where you are ready to go deep and at it. I also have another option, because I've found that a lot of people are kind of want to scratch the surface, get a little kickstart. So I've created this online program, self-paced program called Self-Care Accelerator. And what it really is, it's a full, you get a little bit of everything. You get to get the taste of what it means to become self-aware. If you haven't started meditation and yoga, which I really believe in those two tools in supporting your transformation, and in wherever you are on your path, meditation and yoga really are helping to embody, go deeper. So I teach you both, a meditation and yoga teacher as well. You get a three-step coaching program to take you from where you are today, exactly from where you're starting out, to where you want to be. All of this is a self-paced program, but most importantly, Self-Care Accelerator is including a module. This is a 6-week, 7-module program. The last module is really where the juice is, because that's where you learn how to embody and maintain, incorporate all of this into your life. And a lot of people do work with that self-paced program in parallel with the one-on-one premium coaching program that I have, where you get face-to-face time with me over a course of 3 months. So that's the two avenues. Some people go right in the online program, some people go right in the one-on-one program, and some people are doing both at the same time.
And I think this is important, because we are all looking at and talking about how everything is speeding up. And I was talking earlier about the fact that this is the new moon, but as we move forward into 2020, things are not just speeding up in terms of our consciousness and our beliefs and our philosophy. 2020 and Sagittarius moving into Capricorn is the year of doing, success, money to do good in the world. It is that year. And if we are not clear, or we are not seeing ourselves in that way, in a powerful light, it doesn't matter who you are, Ulrika. You can be somebody that you may not think that you have anything to give in the world, but here we are to tell you, you do. And sometimes those things are hidden, right? How do you work with people, right, from all walks of life to help them get from the way they see themselves, maybe not so positively, maybe not so contributorily, maybe not that way. How do you help them go from there to seeing themselves in a new life? Tell us about the work you do with folks.
Mm-hmm. So it all begins with the willingness of seeing yourself in a new light. Like the willingness part in this has to come from the individual. And if you enter my program, you are someone that is ready to start looking at yourself, increase that self-awareness. So it really starts there with self-awareness. And all the tools that I am sharing and giving to you, and we work on together to get there. Because all thoughts are energy. So I'm helping you to shift that energy from, let's say you're not happy with certain parts of your life, let's say. You're not happy with how you show up yourself or how your environment, your situation. So there's something that you want to change, right? So, and it all starts with becoming aware and shifting that energy that you're emitting out to the world. So that's really the starting point of it. But then it's very individual, what you need as an individual to bloom, really truly stepping in to your power. And that is a journey. And it's not a quick fix. So my coaching program is minimum 3 months. And that's how long it takes. I've noticed to make any major change.
Yeah, I know that to be true, because once upon a time, we were as a radio network and, you know, offering people co-hosting. Once upon a time, we would present 3 month options. And what we realized with the 3 month option, it did not allow for the kinds of expansiveness that people were experiencing. So we stopped doing it, because at the end of 3 months, people were really getting a sense of who they were. And so I really appreciate that you're doing that, because sometimes we have to peel back the layers of what we're not, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that really is helping to go to the depths is that I teach you how to connect with your intuition, because that's sometimes the missing part for people, that they're relying on all kinds of external measures instead of relying it on themselves. And the intuition, the ability to connect with your own true self through your intuition and everything that universe has to offer, that is something that more and more people are getting interested in connecting to. So that's a huge part of what the work I do as well, to open up, helping others to open up to this energy of the universe and how the infinite support that is available to all of us there.
When I think about this and I think about what you do, right? I want to talk with you for a minute about the evolution that people go through. And what I mean is the idea of not necessarily embracing this opportunity to see ourselves. But then something happens, a light bulb goes on, and then there we are. I want to ask you about the time now that we're living in. And I want to ask you what your impression of this time now is. And I'm speaking about, you know, energetically, whether it's a new moon, whether it's planets, whether it's something shifting, whether it's 2020. What is it you're seeing in people that are now looking at, wait a minute, I need to do something different in my life, and I need to do it now? We just went through this with somebody that came to us, and we were scheduling an appointment, and it was very clear to this woman, she's like, no, I need to do this like now. I will meet with you at the office Friday. And we're like, okay, we're closed, but Jessica and I will come in. And so there is a need that we have to respond to, because people want change now, right?
Yes, absolutely. That has been imminent, right? And we are right at the cusp of when so many people are starting to get ready to put aside what society is expecting of us, not in major ways, but that internal feeling of there's got to be more than what I've always done all my years, right? And or how a certain thing has been done for forever. So there is this wave of seeking, if you will, that there is something more to who I am and how I can feel loved. And that's what people are starting to feel now, and they want to act on it. I think that's the biggest difference here, that now at this time, right now, people are starting to get ready to act on it, because that we've lived in our minds for so long, and now it's time to kind of move that from the brain down to the heart, and that's when you want to act on it. So yeah, I see there's this energy coming in that is really revolutionary for our lifetime.
Yeah,
and that's has to do with that it now shows, it bubbles up to the surface that there's an urge to act. So I can definitely see that there's a lot more people that are actively taking, seeking out support for starting this process of discovery.
Yeah. One of the things I was struck by is if you all go to Ulrika's site, right, ulrikasullivan.com, one of the things you can get, there is on her pages, she has this 7-step guide to feeling like you have every day off. And what I love about this guide is that, again, this is this idea of seeing yourself in a new light, right? But if you see yourself in the light of I'm working 40 hours plus, 40, 60, 80 hours plus, and I am completely overwhelmed, right? This is where you can start. This 7-step guide I felt was extraordinary, because one of the things that I love about what Ulrika does is if we could see ourselves in a new light, then we can see a new life that has a brilliance to it. Isn't that really, you know, part, not only part of your work, but your life experience and what you've done, you're now sharing those tools with the world.
Exactly. Yes, I've really gathered the collection of experiences I've gone through myself and added to it, obviously, along the way. But it really is our real world tools that worked for me. So I have, you know, gathered that into, and often it starts with, how can I do this differently? And that's what I'm bringing to the table, is that we may have leaned on a lot of beliefs or patterns in our lives, but we're done with that now.
Yeah.
We want something more. We know we deserve something more. And feeling that self-love, which is really what it is about, before we can, you know, serve the world. Yeah. But it's that shift. And I hope to bring to the world is that connection between where we have been and where we want to go, and make that smooth transition for those who are ready to discover that new light for themselves.
Yeah, I want to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about something that is on your website. It's really fascinating to me, but it's really important. It's this idea where you wrote, not doubting your decisions anymore. And that's one of the things you do, is help people imagine carrying a calm inside, feeling that space. When we come back, I want to talk with you about this one thing, this idea of doubt, and what it is about the work that you do that enables people to not doubt their decisions anymore, to feel held and supported from the inside, no matter what. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give you a little bit of that, and then let you know, of course, how you can listen to much more on Ulrika's podcast. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
I had a way. Losing it all on my own.
garden, but the queen has been...
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart.
Ellie Goulding, right?
Yes, ma'am, you are correct.
Yeah. Love that song. It's about the lights.
There you go.
Yep. Thanks, Benny, for that. Ulrika, thank you so much for joining us here today. One more time, how can people find out more about you and very specifically about your podcast?
Yes, my podcast, New Light Living, on Mondays at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. And you can find me at newlightliving.com.
I love it. And by the way, when you do that, the other thing you all should know is go ahead and check her out on Facebook, Ulrika Sullivan Coach, Instagram, Ulrika Sullivan, U-L-R-I-K-A. I should spell that. And you'll be seeing a lot. If you go to Transformation Talk Radio, you will see our slider right there. Just click on it. We'll get you everything you need to know. Look, before the show ends, I really do want to talk about the energy of your podcast and the messaging you're bringing. And see, I got to work with you on this. And so I love being able to partner with people when ideas get born. But, you know, I also get to witness the expansive nature of these ideas. Tell us about the upcoming podcast and what excites you most about it?
What excites me the most is to be able to share all these tools, experiences with all of our listeners. And I'm adding a layer to it as well, because I don't want it to be that quick fix. I want it to be a conversation. So I'm inviting everyone that will be listening to my podcast to a private Facebook group where we're gonna have a conversation after the show. Because for me, that's where the juice is happening. That's where you get extra tools, maybe even, you know, hands-on tools from me, or even live experiences from me in this private group. So I want to, you know, the show is going to be where you get the inspiration, the little spark. And maybe that particular episode that you're listening to is going to, like, this is me. And then that conversation continues, because I'm all for taking you on this journey that is for good. And that is, you know, that long-term transformation that we're all looking for. We want it to be not something just we heard on the radio, right? We want it to be something that we can live by. So that's what I'm, my vision for this is that this is an intimate experience of handholding, pretty much handholding, to the sense that you will feel that you have, I will have your back. If you're listening to my show, interacting in the private Facebook group, you can get real results.
Yeah. That's really what we're talking about. We're talking about not taking this journey alone either. And I want to make sure that that's what folks know today at the end of this show. You know, your life has been committed to helping others, but to partner with them in their success. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't be here today if it were just me. I would not be here doing this show. You know, I am the kind of person that sometimes difficult to ask for help, but I've learned the benefit from it. And sometimes you don't even know what you don't know about why you're stuck. And isn't that sort of the essence of helping people to see themselves in a new life, of getting underneath what keeps them stuck?
Absolutely. It is that partnership. It is that care and sharing, the togetherness in the journey of our lives. And for some who really are done with feeling stuck or feeling overwhelmed or feeling like you have no life balance, that's visit, you know, New Light Living, and you will take away something from that show that will change your life.
Yeah. 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 And that is really what we're talking about, creating positive change. Ulrika, thank you for joining me here today. I've got one last question. I want to thank you for all that you're doing. I'm really excited about your upcoming show. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave folks with today?
My personal message is believe in who you are now. Trust the process. Do the work.
And see your life in a new light.
And yes, of course. Of course. I'm actually also in a little holiday spirit here. So
yeah.
If I may, I feel that this online program that I've created, I am feeling the holiday spirit and the Black Friday coming up this week. So I would love to invite 20 people to that online program for a massively reduced price of $97. It's a $697 program, and I'm feeling it. This is the new moon. So I'm giving, if you feel called, if you're listening to this, please join me and go over to newlightliving.com. There's a little link there for you to enroll in this program. We're going to start January 1st, so you don't have to feel the pressure of starting all of this before the holidays. We start on January 1st, but it's only open for this price between today and Saturday, November 30th.
I love it. Thank you so very much. Hey, everybody, Erica Sullivan, please check it out. Lots of information. She is really here to help you and to help you see yourself in a new light. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tried to swim.